Thank you for joining me at Empowering Wellness Naturally. This is Dr. Donnie Wilson, and today I'm going to read folic acid and MTHFR. Could you have a genetic mutation? Dr. Donnie Wilson, author of The Stress Remedy, explains how health issues such as anxiety, migraines, and high blood pressure could be caused by a genetic mutation. I hear from so many patients who have fatigue, irritability, brain fog, anxiety, sleep issues, and/or aches and pains, and often there is no apparent cause. Doctors frequently say there's nothing wrong because standard blood results all fall within basically normal ranges. Even when a diagnosis like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and/or autoimmunity is given, it is not often suggested that an undiagnosed and treatable genetic issue could be underlying the entire problem. We usually think of genetic disorders as conditions that are obvious and require lifelong adaptation. But what about the more minor genetic differences that influence not just the way we look, but the health conditions to which we are predisposed? Thanks to the Human Genome Project, which completed the first map of human genes in 2003, and advances in ways to identify individual genetic mutations, it is beginning to be possible to know what is happening in your body before health conditions develop. This means that we can do something to prevent these conditions before they happen. It is absolutely certain that exposure to stress, both emotional and physical stress, including diet and toxins, affects the way our genes are expressed, so managing stress is imperative to our wellness. However, we can also now do relatively inexpensive tests to determine our need for nutrients that can fill in where our genes are leaving us susceptible. One example, and often the first mutation tested, is called MTHFR. MTHFR stands for methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, an enzyme that activates folic acid by adding a methyl group to it. That's right, plain old folic acid, the same folic acid found in your multivitamin and in fortified foods. Activated folate, named 5-MTHF, goes on to give its methyl group to other nutrients and substances. It is required for the creation of every cell in your body. So if it is not activated properly, you can imagine what a significant issue it would be. 5-MTHF, along with several other nutrients, is also used to create and process neurotransmitters, which are the messengers in the nervous system like serotonin, epinephrine, and dopamine. They also create immune cells and process hormones like estrogen and produce energy as well as detoxify chemicals. Stress in all of its forms inhibits this methylation, which is the transfer of that methyl group from 5-MTHF to other substances. So when you are under stress, it is especially important to provide the nutrients necessary for these processes. For example, the liver is a major processing system involving countless enzyme pathways, including methylation, which turn one nutrient into another and toxins into non-toxins, preparing them all to be used or expelled by the body. When you drink alcohol, it is your liver's job to process it using methylation. But if your nutrients are depleted or you are stressed, your liver will not be able to complete the process effectively, leading to symptoms associated with a hangover. If, in addition, you have a genetic mutation of MTHFR, which lowers your ability to methylate, and it turns out that many of us do have at least one form of that mutation, then your body is going to have an even harder time detoxifying alcohol and other toxins. In fact, the degree to which your body doesn't activate folic acid influences your susceptibility to chemical sensitivities and allergic responses, but also to blood clots, strokes, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, certain cancers, and more. Even thyroid issues, headaches, and insomnia have been associated with having an MTHFR mutation. And the simple treatment is to take folate in an activated form orally. So you can see it would be absolutely worth knowing if you need it because you can address it immediately and hopefully reduce your risk of developing these conditions. In fact, without knowing your genetics and knowing that most of us are under stress and exposed to toxins, it is generally a good idea to take activated folate instead of folic acid. So check your B-complex and multivitamin to make sure it says folate or methylfolate instead of folic acid. The best source of folate in food, by the way, is uncooked greens like spinach. But for those of you with ongoing health concerns, finding out if you need even more methylfolate could make a life-changing difference in your health. So how can you be tested to find out if you have an MTHFR mutation? The blood testing for MTHFR mutation has become available at Standard Lab over the past couple of years, and now the tests are becoming more affordable. Plus, new tests have become available that allow us to test for MTHFR mutations in saliva. I offer both of these tests in my Connecticut office. New York has not approved the saliva testing yet. I follow up all tests with a consultation so we can review the results together and create a plan of treatment for you. If you'd like to arrange to be tested, please feel free to set up a complimentary Get Acquainted call to discuss the best option for you. You can set this up at drdonnie.com where it says make an appointment. That's drdonnie.com. Alternatively, you could ask your medical doctor to test for an MTHFR mutation in your next set of blood work, but keep in mind that insurance does not always cover this test. It depends on your health issues. Sometimes the best option, especially if you'd like to find out about all of your genetic mutations and related nutrient needs, is to order a saliva kit yourself online for $99 from 23andMe.com. They will provide your raw data, which you can then process through other online programs that will tell you your genetic mutations, including MTHFR. Once you have your results, I'm happy to walk you through what they mean and how to address them. You can set up a consultation with me at drdonnie.com. I have a special consultation for simply reviewing these genetic results. How about other genetic mutations that might be affecting you? Before you start diving in to find out whether you have an MTHFR mutation, it is important to know that there are many variations of this mutation and numerous complexities to how this mutation affects other processes in the body. There are actually two main possible MTHFR mutations, and depending on whether you have either or both on both strands of your DNA will determine the extent to which the enzyme is affected. Then to make it more complex, methylated folate affects other nutrients in the body as well, including B12 and methionine. So if your body is not activating folate, it could be disrupting other nutrients and processes, including production of neurotransmitters, detoxification of estrogen, and production of usable vitamin B12. This can result in anxiousness, fatigue, brain fog, as well as increased risk of cancers, heart disease, and diabetes. But it also means we need to proceed carefully when we start giving methylfolate because all of these processes will be affected. Furthermore, there are other possible mutations that can affect and be affected by MTHFR, so it really helps to have someone guide you through the information. What do I do if I have an MTHFR mutation? The first thing to know is that your body requires a form of activated folate called 5-MTHF. Supplement companies have started making products containing activated folate, so you can access them without a prescription, although prescription forms are also available. I sell these supplements in my office at a reasonable price. To find out more about such products, you can look in the online store for Multinutrients 5, Multivitamin Forte, 5-MTHF, 1 milligram and 5 milligram, as well as a product called MethylGuard. The dosing is individualized and starts with the lowest possible dose, usually 200 micrograms or 1 milligram, in order to allow your body to adjust to a new amount of this nutrient. Again, it is important to monitor for negative responses, which indicate that there may be another mutation affected by methylation. I can help you figure all that out. Here are some closing thoughts. In the past, genetics used to feel like a done deal. We were stuck with the genes we received at birth and couldn't really do much about them. But now, through breakthroughs in genetic science, we are learning more and more about our specific needs based upon our genetic profile. This means we can influence our health in the future based on the nutritional choices we make now. By combining this information with what we know about restoring an optimal response to stress, you can be preventing cancer, Alzheimer's disease, autoimmune conditions, and more. I created the Stress Remedy Master Plan that you can read about in my book, The Stress Remedy, to guide you through the process. I'd love to hear your thoughts and genetics about genetic testing. Is it scary? Is it hopeful? What does it hold for our future? Thank you so much for listening in to Empowering Wellness Naturally. And if you'd like to listen more, please join me at empoweringwellnessnaturally.com.